The government of Yemen is refusing to comment on whether a missile fired by a U.S. drone was responsible for a car blast that killed 6 al-Qaeda operatives. Yemeni officials said they are investigating the incident. U.S. officials have told NPR that the attack was directed and carried out by the CIA and that the strike killed a top-ranking al-Qaeda official, Qaid Sinan al-Harthi, also known as Abu Ali. This kind of attack occupies a murky area of international law. With us to talk about it is Jeffrey Smith, former general counsel for the CIA. Mr. Smith, on the international front, the UN Charter forbids intervention in the internal affairs of another country unless a state of war exists. We're not at war with Yemen. But if Yemen agreed to this strike, would that make it legal?
There are a couple of circumstances in which the strike could be legal. First of all, the United States, under the UN Charter, has the right of self-defense. And if the United States has information, as it appears to, that the individual who was the target of the attack was responsible for armed attack against the United States, then we have the right to respond. And the United States has argued that we can do that even if the host state doesn't agree. You'll recall the invasion, for example, of Cambodia during the Vietnam War. But clearly, in these circumstances, if the Yemenis agreed or acquiesced in the attack, it would be permissible under international law.
And the U.S. wouldn't be the first nation to do this.
No, hardly not. And we understand from the newspapers that this may be in an area of Yemen which the Yemenis have difficulty controlling. And if that is the case, that would be another factor in favor of arguing that the United States was permitted under international law to take this action.
But it would also depend on how much we know about what Mr. al-Harthi was involved in.
Yes, these things are always a question of fact. Let me add that from my own experience in government, the United States is very, very careful about taking action like this unless it has very good intelligence.
Now, on the U.S. front, there's an executive order from 1976 that forbids political assassinations. Would this action violate that order?
Again, it depends on the facts. That executive order was initially signed by President Ford. It has been reissued and endorsed by every subsequent president. The executive order bans the United States from participating in or conducting assassinations. But if, as we understand to be the case here, the individual who was the target of the attack was responsible for attacks against United States armed forces, then the United States can take a responsive action directed against him. It's a military response to a military attack on the United States, and I do not believe is the same thing as assassination.
This is not the first time, even in the past year, that the U.S. has used this technique. A Predator drone was reportedly used in Afghanistan last year to kill Mohammed Atef. Some people who have criticized this kind of activities suggests that if you look at other nations who've used this, such as Israel, which has used these kinds of attacks to try to put down the Palestinian uprising, or Britain, which has used these kinds of assassinations in Northern Ireland, that they're not very effective.
I agree with those criticisms, and I think the United States should be exceedingly careful about conducting targeted military strikes where an individual is himself the target. I know that the U.S. Armed Forces are also worried about that same policy. There is a reason why the United States has a ban on assassinations. There is the moral component. Many of us are simply troubled by it. But equally important, if there's real questions about whether or not assassinations are effective as a political tool, sometimes they backfire, sometimes you get the wrong man. It also seems to legitimize assassination as an international policy, putting at risk our own leaders and to some extent our own citizens. So there are certainly very strong both legal and moral reasons why the ban on assassination should continue to be a matter of policy.
Thanks very much, Mr. Smith.
You're very welcome.
Jeffrey Smith is a former general counsel for the CIA.